It's time for Making Democracy Work, a program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Lisa Langley.
The League of Women Voters is a nonpartisan political organization that encourages informed and active participation in government. We work to increase understanding of major public policies and to influence public policy through education and advocacy. We believe voting is a fundamental right, and all eligible voters should have the equal opportunity to exercise that right. We are dedicated to ensuring that our elections remain free, fair, and accessible. So we work really closely with the county clerks and other election officials. Locally, we work with county clerks, including Greene County Clerk Shane Scholler, and he joins me this morning to talk about the August 7th election.
Yeah, good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. Thanks for joining me.
So glad to be here.
So, and we do have a great relationship with you. And so we're going to talk about some of those things. But first, what's the most important thing voters need to know about the August 7th election coming up?
Well, they always want to know polls open at 6 a.m. They close at 7 p.m. Of course, now you have to have, you know, your photo identification. But for example, if you don't have a current form of photo ID, and for example, you have an expired driver's license or maybe utility bill, for example, that has your address on its current month, bring that to the polling location. We have a statement you can sign that makes sure that you can vote that day as well. But since we passed that back in November 16, we always remind folks to bring their current form of photo ID. That's the easiest way to vote.
Very important. Okay, so there are some new things for this election. What do you want to talk about first?
Well, one of the things we're excited about, of course, we're right here at Missouri State University, and when I came into office, one of the things that had been discussed prior to my coming and it's continued was, could we have a central polling location here at Missouri State University? Because as you get towards the bigger elections, we have some polling locations that are right in and around Missouri State, like at Roundtree School. Of course, now that's over at the church nearby, and then we also have the Phelps School for the Gifted. We have a polling location there. And anyway, one of the things that has become an issue in the past is students aren't quite sure which polling location to go to because they see those polling locations near the campus. And so what a central polling location is going to do is anybody in Greene County, including the students, they can come to that polling location, show their ID. They will, of course, you know, state their address as they always do. And then through the poll pads that we use, we'll be able to find out where they actually reside, be able to pull that ballot up for them, and they'll be able to vote there. And it's going to be at the Welcome Center, the Davis Harrington Welcome Center here on campus.
Great.
So it'll be easy access right off of National for anybody who's not a student who wants to drop by and vote.
That's awesome. So parking, because we are on a college campus.
Yes.
So parking is right there as well.
Right there. And I know the school is working to make sure that no one has to pay for parking that day. We've talked about that. And they're certainly committed to making sure that works for folks that day.
So you've added some new voting machines. Have you added more precincts this time?
Well, the only additional polling location is going to be here at the Missouri State campus.
Right.
And part of the reasons that's possible is because of the new election equipment that we have. You know, we bought our poll pad system back in early 2016, and we used that. And it actually has we hook it up with a Bluetooth printer, and then it's actually going to be able to print out a code for the voter based upon where they live. Our new election equipment, which is a touch screen, audio voting equipment, so anyone can vote on this equipment. It's designed for anybody to be able to vote on it. They will actually be able to scan that in, and then it will pull up the ballot for that individual. Then we have a blank ballot they put into that machine. They go ahead and vote that ballot. They get to verify before they print the ballot that that's the ballot, that the choices they put on that ballot are their choices. The ballot actually prints out for them to see visibly. They then
look at that. So there's a paper trail.
There is a paper trail.
Great.
They then take it over to our DS200, which is where all the ballots are inserted across the county. Each polling location has one. That was one of the nice things about the new election we bought, is has helped make a central polling location a lot more feasible than it has been in the past.
And let's just mention that the league helped on the selection of the equipment, because you had
that's
some
right. We put together the advisory board, and as I always tell folks, that was the idea that came from the league. So it was a great one.
And we appreciate that very much. For August 7th, it's mm-hmm. too late to register now, correct?
Yeah, that was just last week is
right,
when that happened.
Right.
Yes.
What about change of address, absentee voting? What are some of those?
Anybody who is a Greene County resident and has already been registered in Greene County, if you've moved, you can even go to your new polling location on the day of the election and change your address there at the polling location.
Absentee voting. Let's yes. talk about where should people go to do that?
Well, we, when I came into office, originally a lot of folks still come into the historic courthouse. We're up in room 113, 114, but we've actually changed that down to the Election Center Archives building for our office. That's 1126 North Boonville. Mm-hmm. It's just three buildings to the north of the historic courthouse there. A lot easier access in terms of parking, a lot easier entry. And so for the August election, we're going to have it in the archives portion of the building. So that's directly parallel to Boonville. And then for the November election, probably about 4 weeks out, we'll change it to the Election Center, which is on the south side of the building. And there's a parking lot right there. And that makes it a lot easier for people to get in and get out to vote and get back to work, whatever they're doing that day.
So let's talk quickly about what's on the ballot and the difference between the county and the city ballot. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, of course, this is a primary election.
Yes.
So we now, a lot of folks may not realize this, there is a new party that they could choose a primary ballot for. So, we, of course, we have the Democratic ballot, the Republican ballot, and then the Libertarian Constitution Party. But this year we also have the Green Party ballot. Each one of them are going to have candidates they can choose from or a candidate. And then they'll have issues you mentioned. So if you live inside the city of Springfield, you're going to be voting on the pit bull issue that they put on the ballot for voters. And then, of course, if you live in the city of Rogersville, they also actually have a local use tax issue that they've got on the ballot there.
Okay.
Everyone else across the county will be voting also on the referendum on right to work that the mm-hmm. legislature passed last year. But let's say, hey, I'm not a party person. I'm an independent. We have an issues-only ballot for you. So if you want to come out and vote on that issue, right to work, or if you want to vote inside the city limits of Springfield on those two issues, we'll have a ballot for you. And the same thing in Rogersville, too.
And then one last thing.
Yes.
I know you're always in need of election judges.
We are. And so one of the things we're looking for right now is folks who are willing to serve as an election judge. We do pay for that, for people to be there during the course of the day of the election, as well as for the training. Anyone that's interested, they can go on to our website. Just go to greencountymo.gov. And then you can actually go there to where we have hirings, and there's an application folks can fill out, or just call the office at 868-4060. We'll be happy to help you there too.
Great. Thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Lisa.
And go vote on August 7th. This and other Making Democracy Work programs are available at ksmu.org. Have a great day.